surely in this day and age, they could model anything they need to with a computer. And the Queen's University have said that this is a research project, but they haven't outlined where is the money coming from for this research. Is the money in place? Will we be left with a project of half-built concrete bollards? How are they going to manage the traffic along that small, narrow road? There's just too many unanswered questions here, and in the long run, people in the area are worried that this is a forerunner for offshore wind farms.